This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Remember the Brandon Graham Show coming to you live from Chickie's at 6. And then the Players Lounge with special guests this week. Jordan Mailata happens at 7. Donovan McNabb joins us at 4 o'clock every Monday. Donovan's call is brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan. Hello, sir.
How's everything going? What's going on?
Big Five? Listen.
Uh-oh, here we go.
We're coming off an exciting week around here, man, last week.
Okay.
In the city.
Okay. Okay.
But in all honesty.
You know, I told you, you know, they do for a bad game. I mean, you know, it was one of them trap games. Didn't play well, but, you know, and let's not act like we were the one that sparked the fire.
And so you did hear about the fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember. Anything that's fired in Philly, I'm involved in it somehow. So, you know, I just think for this football team, it was something in which I'm going to point the finger and give a little credit to Kellen Moore. And I say that because, remember, last week I said the conversation needed to be had between two individuals, their grown men, to talk, and they need to go and talk to Kellen Moore. Because, really, that's what it comes down to. It's about play calling. And you have to call plays in which your quarterback is comfortable with. It's something that I think there needs to be a relationship between Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts. Now, we can talk about targets and all that because, at the end of the day, I think Devontae Smith had more catches than AJ. So it's not so much about, you know, everything that was kind of brought out throughout this whole deal. It's about calling plays that your quarterback's comfortable with, including running the football with Saquon Barkley. And so I've seen a more balanced attack this past weekend where you're seeing single high coverage where you have to attack it in the passing game because they're putting 8 in the box and they're trying to stop Saquon. And I thought we did a good job from the very beginning of the game and continuing on all throughout the four quarters.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. We look at that game yesterday and the passing game hadn't been as prominent in the recent weeks. But like you said, we knew what we were going to get from Pittsburgh defensively.
Right. Right.
And so you knew opportunities would be there. How'd you think Jalen played yesterday just from the standpoint of running the offense efficiently and making good throws?
Listen, Jalen has been playing well all season. If you look at his numbers statistically, he's completing 70% of his passes pretty much. And he's moving the football. Yes, we're not pushing it downfield as much as we're used to, but we got to take it to account too. How many coordinators have Jalen had? How many offenses has he been in?
I think at least four. He's had at least four coordinators.
How many offenses has he been in? Now, the offense is different, obviously, with Frank Wright and all those guys. And then when they went to the Super Bowl, the offense was different because they pushed the ball downfield. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have Saquon. And Kellen Moore is doing something that, quite obviously, he hasn't done throughout his career as a coordinator. And that's having a running back to run the football with. So he's had to change his identity of his play calling and utilizing the weapon that he has in the backfield. And now we've created an identity so far. Remember, at the beginning of the season, we were trying to figure out what's our identity. We know what our identity is, but we have to feed off of it and open up the offense with play action and bootleg and the quick game, but also the thing that he's made his mark with throughout his career as a coordinator is the intermediate passing game. That's why Dak Prescott was so successful. That's why Justin Herbert was successful. It wasn't so much pushing it downfield. It was completing the intermediate game at a high clip where you allow your receivers to be able to run after the catch.
Donovan, what does it say about the team? So last week there was all the controversy, and it was the second time it happened this year. Not the first time it was around Nick after the Cleveland game, and then it was this
right.
one. They were able to, in both situations during that week, come out and have a big game on Sunday. What do you think it says about the team that they've been able to handle adversity the way that they have this year?
That this team plays for each other. You know, where everyone came down on Nick, and I told you, you want a grown man, you're going to go after a grown man, you're going to get a grown man response. And that's when Nick came out and he said to the fans, you know, what he said. And his team rallied behind him. In this situation, there wasn't talk about who was going to get the ball. The talk was, we don't want to talk about it. This ain't the Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown show. This is the Philadelphia Eagles focusing on Pittsburgh. And that's what needed to be said in the locker room. That's what needs to be said by the main people on that football team to the media. And what happened after when they said it? Everybody got quiet.
Yep.
When you allow things to kind of linger, then things will continue to get worse. And I've been a part of that. So they handled it the right way. And what happened? All of a sudden, they went out and looked like a good football team. Now, it's not going to be like that every week. But that was a good start. And it was something that they can feed on. But I like the way this football team is playing together, and they're rallying, and the main guys are stepping up and speaking and playing football. So we need to take it as that and just continue to enjoy the ride.
Man, this defense, right? This defense continues every week, I think, to impress. Now, they kind of cruise through that Carolina Panthers game. And
true.
I like the way they bounced back this week. They set a standard.
Right.
They realized they didn't meet that standard. Man, this is as good a defense that I've seen around here in about 25 years, something like that, man. Since we were playing, I don't think we've seen a defense play the way they're playing, especially how young they are. I mean, this is a young defense.
That's the main thing. Because remember, we had Darwin, we had, you know, Booty Simon. Mm. We had young guys, but
what was Corey's name?
That was don't act like you don't know Corey's nickname.
His nickname was Booty.
Hey, I didn't say it. You just said it. No, it's Booty Simon.
No, you said it. You definitely said it.
Booty Simon. Yeah, I'm like, what?
It was Booty. It was
and for, and for good reason. Simon. Yes, for good reason.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But we had young guys. But we also had our veterans.
Yep.
And with this defense right now, they're young. They're very young. And so I like the way they've been playing. And at times they get a little bit immature. And we've seen that, you know, in the game with obviously our young stud slapping the defender. I mean, come on now. We got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
And hopefully that doesn't kind of linger on where we're just continuously doing kind of dumb stuff. But I just love the way this defense is playing. And I give credit to the part that we were always missing in the last couple of years, and that's the middle part of our defense. Our safeties and linebackers have been playing well.
Yep.
They've been playing well. They've been covering well, and they've been coming down and securing tackles. We have a linebacker that's in Vaughn that should be in the top three as far as the defensive player of the year is concerned. If not, I mean, most improved player.
Yep.
But again, it's one in which I give credit and kudos to the interior part of our defense, and that being our linebackers and our safety for playing well. And then our young studs at the cornerback position and nickel, and by the way they've been playing.
Do you have any other nicknames from the old Eagles teams that you would like to share? Just before we move on to the other one, I just want to make sure.
I gave you a little nugget. gave a shout out to to Corey.
No, that was actually awesome. I wasn't expecting you to bring that out.
I mean, we're about bringing excitement to this
segment.
We want our listeners to enjoy what they're hearing.
Donovan,
we certainly have done that this year. Yeah. Yes, we've done that.
Are the Eagles the best team in the NFL?
I mean, I can be biased and say yes, but let me put my analytical hat on. I mean, there's a young man out in Buffalo that's been just lighting it up. I mean, he's not Patrick Mahomes, but when it comes down to carrying the football team and doing what it needs besides Lamar Jackson, it's Josh Allen. I'll give Buffalo a lot more credit than people kind of gloss over with Detroit losing. And I'm still worried about Detroit because they continuously lose guys through injury. They just lost, I think, three guys this past weekend, and key guys again. I believe it's us in Buffalo, and I'm not going to kind of gloss over what Big Red's doing out there in Kansas City, even though it's not pretty. They're finding ways to win.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Josh Allen. It seems like every week now. It's funny. The beginning of the year, he was. You know, his attempts were down, everything was down, and then it seems like as the year has gone on, his numbers have exploded. 5 touchdowns yesterday, 6 the week before. So he has definitely put his stamp on things. Would be an exciting, let me tell you, Donovan, an Eagles-Bills Super Bowl. Ooh, the fans in one place in New Orleans.
Bills Mafia, Eagles Nation?
Dude, in New Orleans? Yes. I know New Orleans has seen
Buffalo
a lot.
Buffalo hasn't been to the Super Bowl and been successful since Jim Kelly.
Yep.
So,
yep.
They're in a situation, and I can say it because we're NFC, but they're in a situation where you have to, when you bring Lamar Jackson and his faults in the playoffs, you have to bring the same up with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So this could be the year for either one of those two to either dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, or it's just going to be another loss in their career record in the playoffs. But I definitely like what I'm seeing from Buffalo. I wonder if things will continue on throughout the playoffs, really for both of them, because Lamar put on a show last night too as well in New York. So I just think for the AFC, I mean, it's a battle. And I'm going to throw another team out there that people won't kind of talk about, but I'm impressed by the way that young quarterback is playing is the Denver Broncos. That might be one that you might not want to see in Denver. Bo Nix has been playing well.
All right, Donovan. Well, as always, we appreciate you, man, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, broski.
All right, now. You guys take it easy.
There he is. I mean, Bo Nix threw 3 interceptions yesterday, but still won. That guy is
a winner.
That's what a winner is. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season.
I didn't even know he threw 3 interceptions.
Well, he did. 3 touchdowns, though. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles going to New Orleans? 82% say yes. 215-592-9494. James in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, James?
All right. I'm not trying to be a hater or anything, but hurt. But I'm going to go back to the Super Bowl. So when the Eagles played against Tom Brady, there was one play that determined the game. And that's the strip sack that BG had on Brady. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the next Super Bowl where Hurts, he made a mistake with the fumble and it cost us the game. Mm. Yesterday, I think that everybody is kind of focused on giving the receivers and everybody the balls and this and that. I think that Hurts needs to also deal with that, but he has to deal with his play on seeing the field. It was one example. One of the defenders was trying to run off the field, and Hurts was looking at him. How come he couldn't do a quick snap, you know, so we could get the ball moving forward? What happened in the result? Hurts went and he fumbled the ball on that play. Mm-hmm. I think that to be the elite quarterback, you have to minimize all your mistakes. And if I'm wrong, correct me on it.
Well, you're not wrong unless you're implying Jalen is making too many mistakes. Like, I think Jalen has limited his mistakes, especially when you're talking about turning the ball over. He's only had two turnovers in the last 10 games. Well, before they came into that game yesterday, I think that was his third one when he fumbled the ball yesterday. And that, to me, that was more, James, of a great play by T.J. Watt. It's not like Jalen was running with the ball away from his body and didn't have it secured. He had it on his chest up there. You could see that, and T.J. Watt just punched it out of there. He punched it out of there.
Yeah, James, and no one criticizes Hurts more than me, except for Jack, maybe. He can't play perfect. You know, like yesterday, he fumbled the ball, but he played a great game otherwise. And yes, if you go back to the Super Bowl, he played a great game and he fumbled it. But
that did not cost him the Super Bowl.
But the turnovers have been much lower, have been definitely under control over the last 10 games. Honestly, the only thing I worry about a little bit with the finger is when he's running, he's probably not going to be able to switch hands that he's carrying the ball. So he'll have to be more careful with that. But you also have to give him – T.J. Watt tried to get him again, and he was able to hold on to it. So, you know, I think Jalen has – if he's done anything, he has limited turnover type of mistakes. And if we see games closer to what we saw yesterday where he is letting it fly early – and hitting guys when they're open early, I think the rhythm that it gives the offense, and it puts the defense in a better position where they're not, you know, where they're not trying to hold a team for an entire half because we're not putting points on the board. Mm-hmm. So, and it saves Saquon a little bit for the second half of the game where we can run it down their throats and end the game. So as much as I'm completely willing to criticize Jalen Hurts, he fumbled yesterday, but, you know, Watt made a great play on it, and he's been much, much, much better with turnovers over the last couple of months.
What I'm saying is, my point is that catching teams kind of off balance, where, like I said, he was watching the man get off the field. But most quarterbacks...
Oh, would just snap the ball.
Went to snap the ball.
Yeah.
So... You know, I think that being focused on the entire field and having the ability to snap the ball quick will help. Because, you know, small things like that will matter in the Super Bowl. You don't know that.
Yeah, the small things. Thank you for the call, James. Small things always matter. Always. And, you know, it wasn't perfect, but it was a huge improvement yesterday, I think we saw. Angelo in Pottstown, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call.
What's
so
up,
I was listening earlier, and, you know, after the play, after the Jalen Carter personal foul penalty, it just reminded me of, I guess it was the game in New Orleans where he just stood there and laughed and, you know, had a, you know, like you said, Ike, he looked like he had just, you know, swallowed a canary. Mm-hmm. And that it's stuff like that that's going to come by and eventually bite you. You know, we're not talking about, you know, a regular job where, you know, a cook makes a cheeseburger and doesn't include the fried onions because you asked for it. This is going to be, you know, in a real, you know, meaningful game, playoff game, hopefully the Super Bowl. We'll see. But if he does stuff like that, it's going to cost us, and it's going to cost us dearly. And he's got to stop that crap. He's got to stop laughing like it's a joke. And, you know, if the coach wants to get through the big guy, you know, the defensive line coach, he should have been able to do it. And there's no reason why he should have stopped him from doing it because he's the damn head coach. But, you know, it's stuff like that that really pisses me off. And, you know, Jalen Carter's got to get, you know, he's got to get his head on straight. Is he a good player? Yeah. Can he be a great player? Sure. He's not going to be a great player if he keeps that crap up. And that's just the bottom line.
You know, that's
fair. I hate to be critical after a game, you know, after 10 straight wins, but you got to be if you want to be great. And if you got to be if you want to win the big games.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and I think that's the message that Nick was trying to get across to Jalen, and I'm pretty sure they've had a conversation since then to let him know about the importance and significance of doing something like that and how it could be detrimental to the team. Yeah, no, you're right. It shows a little bit of immaturity there, and that's the little last hurdle that Jalen Carter has to get over, is that, you know, that sometimes we're, because he's such a great player. I mean, and we know what he has the potential of being, but that's one of those things where that's about maturity right there.
There was a game earlier this year that he didn't actually start, right? Didn't they bench him at the beginning of a game because he missed meetings or something like that? Yeah, that is the last hurdle for Carter is the maturity, which, by the way, sometimes comes with mistakes and age too. So, you know, it's a balance of he's played every snap for 3 or 4 weeks now. He's been great. And I do think, not to excuse it, there is this, like, mentality you have to have to play the position he's playing, to over and over and over again get beat up every play. Like, I think,
not getting beat up.
Well,
beating up
he's trying
everybody.
To beat up everyone. I don't know. To get into the mind of somebody like that, like, you need at least one little screw loose up there to be that kind of a guy. So that,
again, you got to be able to listen. You're talking to somebody who was young, who did stupid things on the field. Like, I headbutted a guy after he downed the ball in the end zone. So I'm speaking from experience.
Right.
Yeah, I'm speaking from experience with not nearly the talent that Jalen Carter has. And I remember John Harbaugh talking to me. I appreciate the call, Angelo. I remember John Harbaugh talking to me about, you know, trying to control that sort of rage you play with. And that's what I was doing. I was playing a certain way because that's what I thought the mentality they wanted from that unit. And then sometimes I would push the envelope with it, and I would get penalties. And it was usually for stuff that was being overly aggressive or something of that nature. And he had to pull me in, like, listen, dude, I love you as a player, and you can have a long career. But you keep this up, they're going to cut you, right? They're going to get you out of here. And you don't want to be known as a player that isn't a smart player. Now, for somebody like me who was going to have the role in the league as a special teamer and a backup player, I don't have the rope that a Jalen Carter has.
Yeah, they're not going to cut him.
Exactly. Right. So I don't have that rope.
That threat isn't going to work. Yeah.
So, but that forced me to have to be able to. Also, I never played special teams. I didn't play special teams in college. So I thought you had to be the crazy dude out there to go out there as a kamikaze. Like, and to your point, Spike, it's hard to know when to turn that on and off, especially when you're young. And I tell you what, you get enough flags, and then you get Angelo and Glenn Mack now ripping you on the radio every day. That'll make you change, too.
Yeah. That's how you learn accountability.
Because didn't Harbaugh say at one point, like, they're gonna fire me?
Yeah, that's right. That's what he had. He said, they're going to fire me and get you up out of here.
But he went to bat for you, though.
He did. He went to bat for him, and he was like, dude, you got to stop it. That was a private meeting. You don't forget anything, do you?
It's pretty sturdy up there. Not gonna lie. Especially if I can use it.
I told you that part of it.
You said that on the air.
I did.
I believe.
I have said that on the air.
Okay.
I'm just shocked you remembered it, though.
I hang on to your every word, buddy.
so he can
especially
see what
Ed,
he can clip.
Ed Donatell.
Ed Donatell. On that one. What a defensive mind.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. A Chickie's and Pete's gift card. Come on. It's a great holiday gift. You can buy it in person here at Chickie's or online at chickiesandpetes.com. Coming up next, Eagles fans came for Belichick. He thought he could escape us going to North Carolina, but he could not.
How about that?
We will play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, it's the most wonderful time of the year in Philly. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really do start to add up. But this season of giving, Verizon's offering a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring in your phone. So while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, at Verizon, you can save. How about gifts for that third cousin? Man, come on, man. That's pretty steep. But a single line with Verizon, not so steep. How about hosting a holiday get-together with the family? Good luck with that. A line with Verizon, that's something to celebrate. A real Christmas tree. If that's your thing, that's pretty pricey. I go with the fake Christmas trees, but that's just me. A single line with Verizon, less pricey. Even a trip to the Philly holiday market will cost you more, but with Verizon, you can switch and bring in your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. All that to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. This was a test of the emergency alert system. Equipment that can quickly alert you during emergencies was being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official news and information would have followed the alert tone. This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Book your holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. That's where we are, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Find a location near you. Details and availability online at chickiesandpete's.com. Before we get back to the show, we do have to give away the grand prize of the pit tickets to the Creed show from our winners last week. Okay. So the show is July 12th, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
We'll be there.
We will be there. You can buy tickets.
You will?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Creed?
I just assumed, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Of course.
We'll be there.
Ike's stage diving.
Yes. I don't think there's a lot of stage diving.
I was going to say, they stage dive?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not a Creed.
Oh, well, the demographics got a little older.
Yes.
Maybe in the 90s.
They were not stage diving at Creed.
Listen, buddy, I'm just trying to spice up the show.
So you can buy tickets, by the way, still at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations to Ken from Upper Darby. His tickets are upgraded to pit tickets for Creed on July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. So thanks to everyone who participated in the contest last week. Ken, you get the pit tickets. We will reach out to you if you happen to be listening. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Buzz back at the house. What's up, Vincent?
You heard us.
Homie. He wanted me to tell y'all what's up.
You heard us bring up Booty Simon, and you said, I got to get on the line right now?
Hey, man, Corey Simon did have, like, a butt.
A donk?
Him across the field. Hey, I mean, that boy butt.
He earned it. He earned that nickname for sure. Yeah, that was, he earned that.
We know where every meal went. I like to see the women in his family, because if he's packing, I know it's something going on the female side of his family.
What's wrong with you, man?
Can you tell me something? I can't tell you anything.
Nope.
No, she's looking for Corey Simon's sister.
You want to come down there on a Monday and talk to Ike off the air?
Yes.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all stop calling up here hollering at Spike. Spike, keep talking trash. Dak, keep talking trash. Because it has been helping this team for the last 10 weeks. In 2017, this team was the underdog. This year, I shall dub them the doubted. Because every week that they're doubted, they show improved. And I'm so glad that they got that L last week, playing that sorry game, all the controversy afterwards. Because you saw in the beginning of that game, Jalen was throwing that ball before, as soon as those dudes was coming into their route, he was throwing the ball. I remember it was one point Tom Brady said he had tapered off a little bit in the third quarter, and then, boom, he hit the comeback route before the man turned all the way around. And he said, oop, there you go, on cue. I love this team, man. They fighting for each other. I mean, Q over there, what's his name, talking all that track. I want to say what he was saying to them boys so bad, but I got to come down there and whisper it into Ike Reese's ear. They fighting for each other. This is just a brotherhood this team has right now. And yeah, they could have been doing it for the TV, but it looked natural what AJ and Jalen and Smitty was doing yesterday. They really looked like they was enjoying each other. They was in sync. This team is the best team. It's the most complete team. Yeah, Josh Allen doing his thing, whoever else doing his thing. But this team, top to bottom, Jalen keeps swinging, ripping that thing the way he was ripping it yesterday, Paul, in there somewhere. This team is a dominant team. They got a defense. They got an offense. They got multiple weapons on both sides of the ball. Man, we needed that yesterday. And we could have went up and scored another touchdown. But don't you love, Ike, when you see – victory!
Damn right.
Baby.
Yes, sir.
That means you can dog them out. Like we say, like you know.
Especially when
say,
I took the under yesterday.
Walk the dog on them. Say it again, Ike.
I said, especially when I took the under.
That's right, man. Get your money. Collect your money, baby. I love it. And Ike Reese, I love you. I ain't guaranteeing nothing, but is that hey?
Yeah.
There's a playoff.
I was listening. I was waiting on you to get to it. Get to the business.
You know I was. Hey, you got some stuff going on for you tonight. I got a little bit, and I got a little wiggle room. But it's me and you, brother. I'm gonna tell you right now. I ain't guaranteeing that. But if you lose, boy,
what?
Irie.
You don't have to guarantee. I'm guaranteeing it. I'm winning. What are you talking about?
I told you, I'm
winning this league. Don't worry.
I was trying to practice some humility.
I don't want you to practice humility. No. Because, see, I talked my trash before the fight, before the game.
You better get your angles right, because I'm going to come down there and rub your belly and take a picture if I win this game. I'm going to rub your belly, Ike Reese. I'm going to show you I'm the daddy. I'm the daddy. I love y'all.
You got it.
Get him out of here, man.
The playoffs are going on in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, and Yoshi and Ike are in a battle.
Yeah.
Now, how many points are you behind going into tonight?
I want to say I'm behind 40
and
or
you
30,
have,
38 or either 40.
And you have Darnold going tonight and
Darnold,
Bijan,
and Addison.
Oh, he's got no one left?
No, he has Jefferson.
Oh.
He has Jefferson and somebody else. He has Jefferson and Oroma Duse.
Well, they don't throw the ball his way.
Oh, and I got the Vikings defense.
No, it's coming out of the wire.
Yeah, I got four guys going tonight.
Buzz, as the commissioner of the Fantasy League, who do you give the edge to on this one?
Still feeling Ike.
There we go, Buzz!
God, you suck up to Ike every single week.
Not true.
He's down
it's
by 40.
Unbelievable.
Hold on, Buzz was killing me all year.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Well, that doesn't fit my narrative.
Yeah, you bullied him into kissing your ass.
It's Ike was a slight favorite. That's it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Shut up.
Yeah. So Bill Belichick was introduced at a University of North Carolina basketball game this weekend against
Tar Heels.
Against LaSalle. And Eagles fans were there. Here's what it sounded like.
Poor Bill.
Unbelievable.
LaSalle fans doing us proud in doing an Eagles chant at Bill Belichick. Huge moment. Belichick gets introduced to the North Carolina crowd. We're never going to let him forget it.
That has to be. Which Super Bowl do you think he regrets losing the most?
That one drives him crazy. It's
yeah.
that one or the Giants one.
Right? The helmet catch?
Yep.
If he could change one Super Bowl, would it be the Eagles or the Tyreek catch?
It has to be
the Tyree catch,
right?
It
has to be, right?
You think, but here's why I think.
It's undefeated seasons,
but
right?
Here's why I'm thinking it might be the Eagles one. The losing to Doug and Nick. Just.
You know that bothers him more
keeps
than
keeps him up at night.
It's probably the biggest thing that him and Brady have ever bonded over.
Yeah. Well, at least him and Tom Coughlin, I think, were on the same staff. With the Giants, right?
Oh,
or the Patriots?
I don't know.
Coughlin was a. He's a Bill Parcells disciple for sure.
I mean,
I think him and Belichick might have been on the same staff at some point.
You just know at night, Bill Belichick sits around and is like, how did I get beat by Doug Peterson?
I got outcoached by Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson.
His defense couldn't stop Nick Foles.
Nope.
And he contributed to that by benching
Malcolm
Butler.
And we've never heard that story. Isn't that the wildest thing ever, that we still don't know why he benched him? Malcolm
yeah.
Butler, it must have been bad, or Butler would have said
yes.
What it was. 215-592-9494. Ooh, Reese in North Philly. Reese, you're on WIP.
There's the call I've been waiting for.
Yeah, what's up, Reese?
What's going on, fellas? Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful day to be an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say, I must admit, sometimes people just got to be honest and, you know, not sugarcoat nothing. Jalen was wonderful yesterday, spectacular. So I'm calling today to say, after yesterday, I'm doubling down even more on my belief. Because where was this all year?
Yeah.
It just shows me yesterday.
There he is.
He's not a trick. You know, it's like this how it is. When your woman checks your phone, she don't find nothing, you don't get rewarded for doing what you should have been doing.
What?
Is Reese the one that was praising himself for being faithful for the first time in
this?
Yes. Yeah. Listen. The only way there can be geniuses in the world, you got to stand out from the dummy. So I'm okay.
Well, you got a lot of these.
I'm okay with being on an island that I don't want to have to do this to the fan base today because...
No, you're not doing anything to the fan base. I'm about to take over this call right now. And if you didn't call here to repent...
Let me finish.
No.
Oh, he doesn't have to repent.
He doesn't have to repent?
He's been preaching the truth.
As much trash as he talks on Jalen Hurts, you think you're going to call up here with this sorry sap platitude you're trying to give Jalen Hurts right now? Didn't you give me a backhanded compliment talking about you're going to double down because he should have been doing it all year? No, what I need you to do, keep your hat in your hand, keep your hat in hand, and tell me you were wrong about Jalen Hurts. This team is going to the Super Bowl, and that Jalen Hurts is the reason why.
Yesterday was a blip, not a trend. It's not who he really is. I would love to say that I can't be fake. I would love to say that I believe him, but he's the reason we're not going to.
No, we don't want. I don't want you to say you believe him because that's not going to change. I want you to say you were wrong, and Jalen Hurts is better than you said he was.
No, yesterday I'm saying consistently throughout his career, college, in the NFL, he's not a good enough passer from the pocket. Yesterday, he was good. He showed that he can wake up in a dead clock, can be right twice a day. Cool. I don't think he can do this consistently, week in and week out. There's a reason why Devontae Smith won't have 1,000 yards. It's not because he's not great. It's just his quarterback ain't good enough to get him the ball.
No, it's because running the football, we do it with such effectiveness, it would be malpractice to go away from it. Why would the Eagles go away from what they do well? Would you admit, and this is not a shot at Jalen, but would you admit they are a better running team than Jalen is a passer?
Any team is a better running team when you got a high school quarterback. That's obvious.
See, there you go. High school quarterback. The guy wins like, what, I don't know, 75% of his games. Guy's lost 9 games in 4 years. He's lost 9 games in 4 years, and you want to keep telling me he's a high school quarterback. And by the way, this was the only – well, the defense was pretty good in 2022. I was going to say, but he didn't have a number one defense until this year.
First of all, I just want to thank you guys for making my day Monday through Friday because – you guys, you need to get a raise, all of y'all. But
tell me about it. Today.
Totally agree.
I will give Hurts this. Yesterday, he was a better passer than he was a thrower. But once upon a time in my life, I was a better man.
Here you go with that.
Here we go again. keep indicting yourself.
It happened.
Listen, I just want to make sure you're here every Monday.
I will be here every Monday.
Yeah.
And I want to be wrong.
No, you are wrong. Reese,
hold strong.
You are wrong, Reese.
You're wrong. I want the city to be great. I want us to celebrate a Super Bowl, but I'm not stupid anymore. I'm not going to have blind faith in a guy who every once in a blue moon. And then he showed up to the press conference. I didn't know if he was Nino Brown or my quarterback.
He looked like Nino Brown, like a light-skinned version of him. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
He just looked like he just got finished giving bricks to the community. I didn't know who he was. But he did show me one other thing. He's very insecure about what people think about him because he even had an interview with Tom Brady where he kind of threw a little subtle shot before he finished his answer. I don't know if you guys heard that.
I heard it, yeah.
His fan base is acting, so they celebrating something that he should do regular. It's so rare that they got to celebrate and be, oh, he threw for this, he did that. Yeah, I get it. You guys ain't used to him looking that good.
No, here's where you're wrong at.
He's making good points.
Here's where he's wrong at, and here's where you two have been wrong right along with him. Mm-hmm. The fans aren't happy because not true Jalen Hurts fans and true Eagles fans aren't happy because he threw for 290 yards. We're happy because he shut a lot of you guys up who said he couldn't do it. That's what we're happy about. Jalen Hurts fans know what Jalen Hurts can do. We know what he can do. But this was about people for like yourself, Reese, who constantly call up ragging on him, right? Doubting him, saying what he can't do, calling him a high school quarterback. We didn't get an epiphany yesterday. He just had to show people like yourself what he was capable of doing because you forgot. like Roy Jones said, y'all must have forgot. Must have forgot what Jalen Hurts is capable of doing. Forgot it. Yeah, nothing. I got silence. Silence from all three of you, like three church mice. Yes.
He's capable of playing great when everything around him is spectacular. I can name you 20.
Yeah, what was spectacular around him yesterday? Hold on. What was spectacular around him yesterday?
Well, first of all, when your defense only give up 13, that means you only got to score two touchdowns.
Well, hold on. Let me back you up on this. Let me back you up on this. And I don't mean back you up in support. I mean back you up into a corner. Because as much credit I want to get a defense for what they did yesterday, and they put out a couple of fires when the Eagles turned the ball over, the Eagles offense played defense for the Eagles defense yesterday for half that game. That's what happens when you control the clock as long as the Eagles offense controlled the clock. It wasn't because of how great they were playing on defense. It was because the Eagles sustained drives. They got first downs. So that helped our defense out yesterday.
Hi, can I ask you one last question before
yes.
I go?
Yes.
If Jalen Hurts don't fumble in that Super Bowl for 7 points, do we win the game? Yes or no?
I don't know. Because it happened so early in the game, there was so much football left to be played.
But
many different things
Mahomes
happened.
Mahomes didn't give us 7 3-point. Mahomes
I know
didn't
he didn't.
A free 7 point.
I know it.
That
I know it. And we
in
also
a big
didn't
game
punt.
Like that,
listen,
a big turnover like that matters.
Listen to me. What cost us is not going for it on 4th and 6 from the 15-yard line, kick the field goal, and punting the ball and giving up a long punt return. Neither one of those things had anything to do with Jalen Hurts.
Okay, well,
see you can fumble the ball. You can fumble the ball in the first half of a game, and so much football is left to be played. How does that cost you the game?
When you're playing the greatest quarterback of all time, you can't afford to give him
the greatest quarterback of all time.
Only people going to accept the ones who love him. It's unacceptable to give up 7 3-point to Patrick Mahomes. He's not Jared Goff or Dak Prescott. You can't recover from there.
Well, the good news is that we don't have to play Patrick Mahomes until the Super Bowl. So
and Dak Prescott. What?
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Did he say he's not Dak Prescott? You're right about that.
Yeah, even I don't think Jalen cost him the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He had a bad moment.
Yes.
But he also was phenomenal in the
Super
Bowl. Yes,
exactly. He was the best player in the game.
Take a deep breath.
I do think Reese made some good points.
I didn't hear any. Yeah, I didn't hear any good.
Like, you just—I don't know why you don't just let the callers talk, Ike. I like, you know, you get on them, you start yelling at them when they don't agree with you. It's unbelievable.
Well, here's what I love about Reese.
Yeah,
we're locked in.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're locked in.
Yeah. You found your new target.
Yep.
Yeah. Now Brian, who's last week's target,
he hasn't
not
been
back,
back since. He hasn't been back.
Reese is still here, but I agree with Reese. Like he did a really good Sam Bradford impression yesterday. He dink and dunked. Did his job.
It's 290.
Yeah, thinking and dunking.
290.
Thinking and dunking.
Big first downs.
Running.
Yeah, he did it both ways.
That's what he does. It's a winner.
You guys. One thing we haven't talked about today.
My game ball.
Jake Elliott. No misses from Jake Elliott yesterday.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? I think it was 4th and 2.
4th and 2.
Would have gone for it.
That's my coach.
Yes.
Would have gone for it.
That's my coach.
Spike, he took the nerds and he shoved them in the locker and he said, guess what? We're playing football here. And you and your little nerd group.
I totally agree.
We're going to take 3 points instead of 7.
But you're not guaranteed 7.
You're not guaranteed 3 either, you idiot.
Which is more likely, getting the 3 or getting the 7?
Getting the 3.
Yes.
As it turned out.
My goodness.
They didn't score 7.
Wait, who didn't score 7?
The Eagles.
Oh.
I mean,
they got the penalty. Yes.
Oh, right, right.
And they still didn't score 7.
What's that say?
At the very worst.
Football has returned. Oh. I love it.
We're running the ball. We got a great defense. And we're taking the points.
And by the way, I don't get any credit as Insider of the Year either. For beating the drum for this.
That doesn't give you Insider credit.
That's just what you want. That's what you want.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I need more credit for turning the season around also.
What?
Well, let's start. Saquon first in January.
All right.
Defensive-oriented draft. First 3 draft picks ought to be defense.
Yeah, okay. One inside of the year is looking for a guard.
Yeah. Mekhi Becton said he'd be the starter.
That's a big scoop.
Nailed that. Wanted a more physical training camp.
Man.
Got that.
All right, all right.
Got that, right?
Stuff the nerds in the locker.
Stuff the nerds in the locker during the bye week and stop listening to that nonsense. That's what has happened.
Maybe if we do Eagles Analyst of the Year, you can win that. But
well,
none of that stuff
I'm just saying,
was inside.
Five-time champ on that.
I'm on a heater this year when you think about how much I've nailed the Eagles. I undersold them on 12-5.
Yeah, well, that was terrible.
I wanted 13-4.
It was honestly embarrassing. You were on the verge of 11 wins.
No.
You were.
No.
You were.
No, I was 13.
Now, to Ike's credit, because I remember Ike was wavering, and then that press conference, when Jalen nailed it,
man,
he was back.
It's true, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I'm telling you, dude, I don't even brag.
You would never.
No. I'm just saying. I've been on the heater this year with the team. Did I not ask them to change the offense and make Jalen a game manager? Did I not ask for that? And I say start running the football?
Wasn't it Jack that asked him to be a game manager?
I said more TJ.
He's not doing anything out of love. Okay. I am. I'm doing other things.
Well,
to be
that
better.
Is a good point.
Hold on. 16-1. I smelled the run coming.
You did smell the run coming.
You didn't.
But that
smell
was more fear.
10 in a row.
Because I knew it. Yeah,
I
knew
it. It is fear.
And, that was fear.
And yes. My prediction yesterday was 27-13. 24-13 was the final score. It's just how many weeks in a row does Fritzy have to be consistent?
You know, I think at some point we need to publicize Jack's during game text messages, and then we'll find out.
You are sickening during that. I mean, sickening. You can never just let things happen.
Oh, see? I don't even want to get into what that's about. All right. Jack, game ball's next?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Is Jalen getting a game ball? I guess we'll find out.
We'll see.
He's definitely getting one.
All right.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Peace on Packer Ave in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second during the Acura Season of Performance event at Elite Acura. Right now, you can lease a brand new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month, plus a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. But that's not all. You can also lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. Now, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these offers and more during the Acura Season of Performance event going on right now at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. And don't forget, no one can compete with Elite. Make sure you tell them Ike Reese sent you. Give them a call, 567-908-0528 for offer details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Book your holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. That's where we are, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Find a location near you. Details and availability online at chickiesandpete's.com. Before we get back to the show, we do have to give away the grand prize of the pit tickets to the Creed show from our winners last week.
Okay.
So the show is July 12th, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
We'll be there.
We will be there. You can buy tickets.
You will?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Creed?
I just assumed, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Of course.
We'll be there.
Ike's stage diving.
Yes. I don't think there's a lot of stage diving.
I was going to say, they
Creed.
Stage dive?
Yeah,
not
I don't know.
Not
yeah.
a Creed.
Oh, well, the demographics got a little older.
Yes.
Maybe in the 90s.
They're not stage diving at Creed.
Listen, buddy. I'm just trying to spice up the show.
So you can buy tickets, by the way, still at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations to Ken from Upper Darby. His tickets are upgraded to pit tickets for Creed on July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. So thanks to everyone who participated in the contest last week. Ken, you get the pit tickets. We will reach out to you if you happen to be listening. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Buzz back at the house. What's up, Vincent?
You
That's
heard
my
us.
Homie. He wanted me to tell y'all what's up.
You heard us bring up Booty Simon, and you said, I got to get on the line right now?
Hey, man, Corey Simon did have, like, a butt that
a little, a donk?
Him across the field. Hey, I mean, that boy butt.
Oh, he earned it now, yeah. He earned that nickname for sure. Yeah, that was, yeah, he earned that.
Hey, man, every
we know where every meal went. What's that? I like to see the women in his family, because if he's panicking, I know it's something going on the female side of his family.
What's wrong with you, man?
Can you tell me something? I can't tell you anything.
Nope.
Yoshi's looking for Corey Simon's sister.
You have to come down there on a Monday and talk to Ike off the air.
Yes, yes.
Hey, y'all stop calling up here hollering at Spike. Spike, keep talking trash. Dak, keep talking trash. Because it has been helping this team for the last 10 weeks. In 2017, this team was the underdog. This year, I shall dub them the doubted. Because every week that they're doubted, they show improved. And I'm so glad that they got that L last week, playing that sorry game, all the controversy afterwards. Because you saw it in the beginning of that game. Jalen was throwing that ball before, soon as those dudes was coming into their route, he was throwing the ball. I remember it was one point Tom Brady said he had tapered off a little bit in the third quarter, and then, boom, he hit the comeback route before the man turned all the way around. And he said, oop, there you go, on cue. I love this team, man. They fighting for each other. I mean, Q over there, what's name, talking all that chat. I want to say what he was saying to them boys so bad, but I got to come down there and whisper it into Ike Reese's ear. Like, they fighting for each other. This is just a brotherhood this team has right now. And yeah, they could have been doing it for the TV, but it looked natural what AJ and Jalen and Smitty was doing yesterday. They really looked like they was enjoying each other. They was in sync. This team is the best team. It's the most complete team. Yeah, Josh Allen doing his thing, whoever else doing his thing. But this team, top to bottom, Jalen keeps swinging, ripping that thing the way he was ripping it yesterday, Paul, in there somewhere. This team is a dominant team. They got a defense. They got an offense. They got multiple weapons on both sides of the ball. Man, we needed that yesterday. And we could have went up and scored another touchdown. But don't you love, Ike, when you see – victory!
Damn right.
Baby.
Yes, sir.
That means you can dog them out. Like we say, you know.
Especially
we
when
say,
I took the under yesterday.
Walk the dog on them. Say it again, Ike.
I said, especially when I took the under.
That's right, man. Get your money. Collect your money, baby. I love it. And Ike Reese, I love you. I ain't guaranteeing nothing, but,
there's a playoff.
I was waiting on you to get to it. Get to the business.
You know I was. Hey, you got some stuff going on for you tonight. I got a little bit, and I got a little wiggle room, but it's me and you, brother. I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't guaranteeing that. But if you lose,
what?
Irene.
You don't have to guarantee. I'm guaranteeing it. I'm winning. What are you talking about?
I told you I'm
winning this league. Don't worry.
I was trying to practice some humility.
I don't want you to practice humility. No. Because, see, I talked my trash before the fight, before the game.
You better get your angles right, because I'm going to come down there and rub your belly and take a picture if I win this game. I'm going to rub your belly, Ike Reese. I'm going to show you I'm the daddy. I love y'all.
You got it.
Get him out of here, man.
The playoffs are going on in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, and Yoshi and Ike are in a battle.
Yeah.
Now, how many points are you behind going into tonight?
I want to say I'm behind 40.
And you 30, have,
38 or either 40.
And you have Darnold going tonight and
Darnold,
Bijan,
and Addison.
Oh, he's got no one left?
No, he has Jefferson.
He has
Jefferson and somebody else. He has Jefferson and Oroma Duse.
Well, they don't throw the ball his way.
Oh, and I got the Vikings defense.
No, it's coming down to the wire.
Yeah, I got four guys going tonight.
Buzz, as the commissioner of the Fantasy League, who do you give the edge to on this one?
Still feeling Ike.
There we go, Buzz.
God, you suck up to Ike every single week.
Not true.
He's down by 40.
Hold on. Buzz was killing me all year.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Well, that doesn't fit my narrative.
Yeah, you bullied him into kissing your ass. It's unbelievable.
Ike was a slight favorite. That's it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Shut up.
Yeah. So Bill Belichick was introduced at a University of North Carolina basketball game this weekend against,
go Tar Heels!
Against LaSalle. And Eagles fans were there. Here's what it sounded like. Poor Bill.
Unbelievable.
LaSalle fans doing us proud in doing an Eagles chant at Bill Belichick. Huge moment. Belichick gets introduced to the North Carolina crowd. We're never going to let him forget it.
That has to be. Which Super Bowl do you think he regrets losing the most?
That one drives him crazy. It's that one or the Giants one.
Right? The helmet catch?
Yep.
If he could change one Super Bowl, would it be the Eagles or the Tyreek catch?
It has to be.
It has to be the Tyreek catch, right?
It has to be, right?
You think, but here's why I think.
Undefeated seasons,
but
right?
Here's why I'm thinking it might be the Eagles one. The losing to Doug and Nick. Just.
You know that bothers him more than anything.
Keeps him up at night.
It's probably the biggest thing that him and Brady have ever bonded over.
Yeah. Well, at least him and Tom Coughlin, I think, were on the same staff. With the Giants, right?
Or
the Patriots?
I don't know.
Coughlin was a. He's a Bill Parcells disciple for sure.
I mean,
I think him and Belichick might have been on the same staff at some point.
You just know at night, Bill Belichick sits around and is like, how did I get beat by Doug Peterson?
I got outcoached by Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson.
His defense couldn't stop Nick Foles.
No.
And he contributed to that by benching
Malcolm
Butler.
And we've never heard that story. Isn't that the wildest thing ever, that we still don't know why he benched him? Malcolm Butler, it must have been bad, or Butler would have said what it was. 215-592-9494. Ooh, Reese in North Philly. Reese, you're on WIP.
There's the call I've been waiting for.
Yeah, what's up, Reese?
What's going on, fellas? Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful day to be an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say, I must admit, sometimes people just got to be honest and, you know, not sugarcoat nothing. Jalen was wonderful yesterday, spectacular. So I'm calling today to say, after yesterday, I'm doubling down even more on my belief. Because where was this all year?
Yeah.
It just shows me yesterday
there
was an anomaly, not a trick. You know, it's like this how it is. When your woman checks your phone, she don't find nothing. You don't get rewarded for doing what you should have been doing.
What
is Reese the one that was praising himself for being faithful for the first time in this?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen. The only way there can be geniuses in the world, you got to stand out from the dummy. So I'm okay.
Well, you got a lot of these.
I'm okay with being on an island. That I don't want to have to do this to the fan base today, because.
No, you're not doing anything to the fan base. I'm about to take over this call right now. And if you didn't call here to repent.
Let me finish.
No.
Oh, he doesn't have to repent.
He doesn't have to repent.
He's been preaching the truth.
As much trash as he talks on Jalen Hurts, you think you're going to call up here with this sorry sap platitude you're trying to give Jalen Hurts right now? Didn't you give me a backhanded compliment talking about you're going to double down because he should have been doing it all year? No, what I need you to do, keep your hat in your hand. Keep your hat in hand and tell me you were wrong about Jalen Hurts. This team is going to the Super Bowl, and that Jalen Hurts is the reason why.
Yesterday was a blip, not a trend. It's not who he really is. I would love to say that I can't be fake. I would love to say that I believe in, but he's the reason we're not going to.
No, win. I don't want you to say you believe, because that's not going to change. I want you to say you were wrong and Jalen Hurts is better than you said he was.
No, yesterday I'm saying consistently throughout his career, college, in the NFL, he's not a good enough passer from the pocket. Yesterday, he was good. He showed that he can wake up in a dead clock, can be right twice a day. Cool. I don't think he can do this consistently, week in and week out. There's a reason why Devontae Smith won't have 1,000 yards. It's not because he's not great. It's just his quarterback ain't good enough to get him the ball.
No, it's because running the football, we do it with such effectiveness, it would be malpractice to go away from it. Why would the Eagles go away from what they do well? Would you admit, and this is not a shot at Jalen, but would you admit they are a better running team than Jalen is a passer?
Any team is a better running team when you got a high school quarterback. That's obvious.
There you go, the high school quarterback.
The guy wins, like, what?
I don't know, 75% of his games. Guy's lost nine games in 4 years. He's lost nine games in 4 years, and you want to keep telling me he's a high school quarterback. And by the way, this was the only – well, the defense was pretty good in 2022. I was going to say, but he didn't have a number one defense until this year.
First of all, I just want to thank you guys for making my day Monday through Friday, because you guys need to get a raise, all of y'all. But
tell me about it.
Totally agree.
I will give Hurts this. Yesterday, he was a better passer than he was a thrower. But once upon a time in my life, I was a better man.
Here you go with that.
Here we go again. You keep indicting yourself.
It happens.
Listen, I just want to make sure you're here every Monday.
I will be here every Monday.
Yeah.
And I want to be wrong.
Hold strong. You are wrong, Reese.
To be great. I want us to celebrate a Super Bowl, but I'm not stupid anymore. I'm not going to have blind faith in a guy who every once in a blue moon – and then he showed up to the press conference. I didn't know if he was Nino Brown or my quarterback.
He looked like Nino Brown, like a light-skinned version of him. Yeah, that's like pretty nice.
He just looked like he just got finished giving bricks to the community. I didn't know who he was. But he did show me one other thing. He's very insecure about what people think about him, because he even had an interview with Tom Brady where he kind of threw a little subtle shot before he finished his answer. I don't know if you guys heard that. His fan base is acting, so they celebrating something that he should do regularly. It's so rare that they got to celebrate me. Oh, he threw for this. He did that. Yeah, I get it. You guys ain't used to him looking that good.
No, here's where you're wrong at.
He's making good points.
Here's where he's wrong at, and here's where you two have been wrong right along with him. Mm-hmm. The fans aren't happy because not true Jalen Hurts fans and true Eagles fans aren't happy because he threw for 290 yards. We're happy because he shut a lot of you guys up who said he couldn't do it. That's what we're happy about. Jalen Hurts fans know what Jalen Hurts can do. We know what he can do. But this was about people for like yourself, Reese, who constantly call up ragging on him. Right, doubting him, saying what he can't do, calling him a high school quarterback. We didn't get an epiphany yesterday. He just had to show people like yourself what he was capable of doing, because you forgot. Like Roy Jones said, y'all must have forgot. Must have forgot what Jalen Hurts is capable of doing. Forgot it. Yeah, nothing. I got silence from all three of you, like three church mice.
He's capable of playing great when everything around him is spectacular. I can name you 20.
Yeah, what was spectacular around him yesterday? Hold on. What was spectacular around him yesterday?
First of all, when your defense only give up 13, that means you only got to score two touchdowns.
Let me back you up on this. And I don't mean back you up in support. I mean back you up into a corner. Because as much credit I want to give a defense for what they did yesterday, and they put out a couple of fires when the Eagles turned the ball over, the Eagles offense played defense for the Eagles defense yesterday for half that game. That's what happens when you control the clock as long as the Eagles offense controlled the clock. It wasn't because of how great they were playing on defense. It was because the Eagles sustained drives. They got first downs. So that helped our defense out yesterday.
Hi, can I ask you one last question before
yes.
I go?
Yes.
If Jalen Hurts don't fumble in that Super Bowl for 7 points, do we win the game? Yes or no?
I don't know. Because it happened so early in the game. There was so much football left to be played.
But
many different things
Mahomes
had happened.
Mahomes didn't give us 7 3-point. Mahomes
I know
didn't
he didn't.
A free 7 point.
I know it.
That
I know it.
Matters.
And we also
a big
didn't punt.
Like a big turnover like that matters.
Listen, to me, what cost us is not going for it on 4th and 6 from the 15-yard line, kick the field goal, and punting the ball and giving up a long punt return. Neither one of those things had anything to do with Jalen Hurts.
Okay, well,
see, you can fumble the ball. You can fumble the ball in the first half of a game, and so much football is left to be played. How does that cost you the game?
When you're playing the greatest quarterback of all time, you can't afford to give him.
The greatest quarterback of all time.
Only people going to accept the ones who love him. It's unacceptable to give up 7 3-point points to Patrick Mahomes. He's not Jared Goff or Dak Prescott. You can't recover from that.
Well, the good news is that we don't have to play Patrick Mahomes until the Super Bowl. So.
And Dak Prescott. What?
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Did he say he's not Dak Prescott? You're right about that.
Yeah, even I don't think Jalen cost him the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He had a bad moment.
Yes.
He also was phenomenal. In
yes, exactly. He was the best player in the game.
Take a deep breath.
I do think Reese made some good points.
I didn't hear any. Yeah, I didn't hear any good
like,
points.
You just, I don't know why you don't just let the callers talk, Ike. You know, you get on them, you start yelling at them when they don't agree with you. It's unbelievable.
Well, here's what I love about Reese.
Yeah.
We're locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're locked in.
You found your new target.
Yep.
Now, Brian, who's last week's target,
he hasn't been back since. He hasn't been back.
Reese is still here. But I agree with Reese. Like, he did a really good Sam Bradford impression yesterday. He dink and dunked and did his job.
It's 290.
Yeah, dinking and dunking.
290.
Dinking and dunking.
Big first downs.
Running.
Yeah, he did it both ways.
That's what he does. It's a winner.
You guys. One thing we haven't talked about today.
My game ball?
Jake Elliott. No misses from Jake Elliott yesterday.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? I think it was 4th and 2.
4th and 2.
Would have gone for it.
That's my coach.
Yes.
Would have gone for it.
That's my coach.
Spike, he took the nerds and he shoved them in the locker. And he said, guess what? We're playing football here. And you and your little nerd group.
I totally agree.
We're going to take 3 points instead of 7.
But you're not guaranteed 7.
You're not guaranteed 3 either, you idiot.
Which is more likely, getting the 3 or getting the 7?
Getting the 3.
Yes.
As it turned out.
My goodness.
They didn't score 7.
Well, who didn't score 7?
The Eagles.
Oh.
They got the penalty. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And
right.
They still didn't score 7.
What's that say?
At the very worst, football
has returned. I love it.
We're running the ball. We got great defense. We're taking the points.
And by the way, I don't get any credit as insider of the year either for beating the drum for this.
That doesn't give you insider credit.
That's just what you want. That's what you want.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I need more credit for turning the season around also.
What?
Let's start. Saquon first in January.
All right.
Defensive-oriented draft. First 3 draft picks ought to be defense.
Yeah, okay. One inside of the year was looking for a guard.
Yeah. Mekhi Becton said he'd be the starter.
That's a big scoop.
Nailed that. Wanted a more physical training camp.
Man.
Got that.
All right.
Got that, right?
Stuff the nerds in the locker.
Stuff the nerds in the locker during the bye week and stop listening to that nonsense. That's what has happened.
Maybe if we do Eagles Analyst of the Year, you can win that. But none of that stuff was inside.
Five-time champ on that.
I'm on a heater this year when you think about how much I've nailed the Eagles. I undersold them on 12-5.
Yeah, well, that was terrible.
I wanted 13-4.
It was honestly embarrassing. You were on the verge of 11 wins.
No.
You were.
No.
You were.
No, I was 13.
Now, to Ike's credit, because I remember Ike was wavering, and then that press conference, when Jalen nailed it,
man,
he was back.
It's true, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I'm telling you, dude, I don't even brag.
You would never.
No. I'm just saying. I've been on the heater this year with the team. Did I not ask them to change the offense and make Jalen a game manager? Did I not ask for that? And I say start running the football?
Wasn't it Jack that asked him to be a game manager?
I said more TJ.
He's not doing anything out of love. Okay. I am. I'm doing other things.
Well,
to be
that
better.
Is a good point.
Hold on.
That
16-1. I smelled the run coming.
You did smell the run coming.
You didn't.
But that
smell
was more fear.
10 in a row.
I knew it. Yeah,
it is fear.
And, that was fear.
And my prediction yesterday was 27-13. 24-13 was the final score. It's just how many weeks in a row does Fritzy have to be consistent?
You know, I think at some point we need to publicize Jack's during game text messages, and then we'll find out.
You are sickening during the game. I mean, sickening. You can never just let things happen.
Oh, see? That, I don't even want to get into what that's about. All right. Jack, game ball's next?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Is Jalen getting a game ball? I guess we'll find out.
We'll see.
He's definitely getting one.
All right. We'll see.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Peace on Packer Ave in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second during the Acura Season of Performance event at Elite Acura. Right now, you can lease a brand new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month, plus a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. But that's not all. You can also lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. Now, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these offers and more during the Acura Season of Performance event going on right now at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. And don't forget, no one can compete with Elite. Make sure you tell them Ike Reese sent you. Give them a call, 567-908-0528 for offer details.